wonderful day, what a wonderful Sunday we celebrate today. In particular, of course, this month of the most precious blood of Jesus, by which we are saved. Not just the blood being just a particular matter, but the blood of Jesus Christ. By which we are saved. And of course, as I have mentioned during this week, when we celebrated, in particular, or at least on the first, the feast, the solemn feast of the most precious blood, the body and blood of Jesus that by which we are saved on the cross, the passion, that blood which is spilled for us to save us from our sins. The blood has but one source. It is the Blessed Virgin Mary. The body and blood of Christ come only from the Blessed Virgin Mary. So when we receive communion and we receive in the host, you do, I receive from the chalice too. We're traditional Catholics. Now granted, in the early church, the Catholic faithful received from the chalice too, but it was soon found out that a lot of infections were being passed from one person to the other. And so, you know, our Lord said, "It is my blood." He did not say, "It is a cup of Lysol or some disinfectant." It is his blood. And thus, it disinfects you internally if you are worthy to receive it. Now, if you receive our Lord in a state of mortal sin, he will condemn you to eternal hell. And that's up to you. Not up to me, not up to him, it's up to you. You are the only ones who can damn you to hell. The devil cannot damn you to hell. He just carries out the sentence which you have brought upon yourself. So stay away from mortal sin. Stay away from it, whatever source of the mortal sin may be. And there are, oh, so many. So, the blood of Jesus Christ. And then in this month, too, we have another particular devotion and tenet of our faith. Another gift from God, also from the Blessed Mother. Because we today, and we shall see today after Mass, receive, as this is the Sunday closest to her feast, Our Lady of the Brown Scapular of Mount Carmel, which I shall bless, and I will impose upon you who have not yet received it. If you have received it already, don't come up. It's important. This gift from God, this sacramental, assures you, according to the words of Our Lady to St. Simon Stock, "He who dies in the state of grace wearing my brown scapular on the first Saturday of the next month, I will come and retrieve his soul from purgatory and take him up to heaven." I mean, that is a very wonderful gift from God and the Blessed Mother. And so, we see these wonderful things that occur among us. Now, in the Gospel in particular, we see that there were those who were stealing from the rich man. The rich man is Jesus Christ. And some of his employees, and of course, if ever, not only now, the Renaissance was horrible too, and right before the Renaissance, those stewards who are particularly the priests and deacons, bishops and popes, who are evil stewards of the gifts of God. If ever there was a time when this is taking place, this is it. Who knows? Somebody might write a bishop about this and tell him that I was saying that the bishops are evil and they're all going to hell. I didn't say that. But some people may think that or may read in that. Recently, somebody wrote the bishop after the confirmations and said that I was slapping people right and left. I said, Your Excellency, this is part of the ritual. You've done it. Now, he doesn't want to do it again. He's afraid of it. Sorry, Bishop. I wasn't slapping anybody. It was the ritual, pax tecum. And to strengthen you to be a soldier for Christ, as we have been traditionally taught. So, I mean, you never know what they're going to write about you. And some people come here and expect one thing and get another, and they are not happy. Well, that's too bad. There is a door open. So, there are many evil members of the hierarchy of the church. We see this in what's going on today, about which I'm not going to speak. So don't ask me my opinion. If you don't know it by now, then that's your tough luck, not mine. The thing is, these were the bad stewards, representing the 2,000 years of bad priests, deacons, and bishops, and popes. And so, they were stealing from our Lord, the rich man. And there is no richer man than Jesus Christ. Yes, of course, in the body, as he designed it, as was his will, he came. He was born in a stable. He was placed in the manger of the cows and donkeys. Is there any lower place to be placed? But yet he is the richest person that there is. The second person of the Trinity. The Son of God. The Savior of mankind. The Son of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. And so, what more riches can we possibly want or pursue? So, the steward, knowing what was going on, and God always knows what's going on, outside and inside. He said, go ahead and take care of this situation. And he went to each one who was stealing, and he changed the bills. Very shrewd, this particular employee. And then he brought it back, and the master, the chief steward, who is God, says, you have done well. And so therefore, dismiss them. And so we too. And of course, this represents the sacrament of confession that we do not use nearly enough. Some of us are ashamed of what the priest may think of us. Who cares? He goes to confession too. I go every week. And I'm not going to tell you what I did. Though I probably insulted you at one point or another. I don't care. Anyway, or perhaps anything else. Who knows? You don't need to know, and I don't need to know either. I forgot it. But the thing is, God forgives us. And we need to use this sacrament that is part of the mystery of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and of the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Virgin Mary. So today we rejoice. We rejoice at these wonderful gifts that Christ has given us. His sacraments, in particular the sacrament of the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of the eternal Son of God and the Son of Mary. And then also, in this month, we receive the wonderful gift of the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. A gift from her. This is my habit. Whoever dies, obviously in the state of grace, even the Blessed Mother cannot save you from your mortal sin. Whoever dies in a state of grace on the next first Saturday of the month, that's where the first Saturday, even at Fatima, Our Lady asked us to observe the first Saturday. Many of us, the majority of us, do not. And we have special devotions on every Saturday, and especially the first Saturday. And so she comes to retrieve the souls in purgatory who died wearing her habit, the brown scapular. So today after Mass, we will confer this brown scapular. I will bless them. They're here beneath the shrine of Our Lady. And then I will impose, and that is the correct terminology in theology, I will impose the brown scapular on those who come up. And, of course, I will bless you. Once you have received the scapular, you do not have to do it again. It's for life. So I will bless you as I bless the scapulars. So we give thanks to God. What a wonderful day it is when we receive more and more and more of the gifts that God, and God through His Holy Mother, bestow upon His children. We. In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.